Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? This is the boy Big Stacks coming at you again one more time. Man, this is Talking Shit with Stacks. Man, we got new blood on the show tonight. Man, introduce yourself. Let them know who you are.
What up, I'm J-Bells. How we doing tonight?
Man, yeah. Drinking partner. This is one of my drinking partners right here. But, man, New York might call up. You know how we do. Miss Coco might call up, you know, but for the most part, we're just going to we're gonna touch upon some sports things that happened back in 2017. I know I'm late with the review, but shit, it is what it is. Better late than never. And plus, I'm black. We always late. So, yeah, man, the NBA, you know, some of the NFL shit, whatever you want to touch on, you know what I'm saying, feel free. But I know we was just talking about the NFL playoffs. You know, I'm going to give you that chance right off the top. Now, what happened? Let me know something, because I ain't, you know, I don't watch the NFL, so speak on it.
Well, I mean, you had probably the worst NFL product they could put out there for a Sunday day game, playoff game. I mean, you get a 10-3 barn burner, you know, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, good for the Bills. And a 17-year drought, good for them. Good for Saxonville. You know, they get a home playoff win against probably the worst playoff team in the last 20 years. Good for them.
Right.
But it's a nasty product. People want to know why ratings are down. That would be why rating was down.
Right.
I mean, it's a playoff game. And you still can barely even watch it.
See, who won? What was it? Jacksonville beating out Buffalo?
Beating out Buffalo. Yes, sir. 10-3. Beaten.
Trash. Hey, yo, the funniest
Beaten.
Shit, I just want to see Jalen Ramsey do some more corny feminine shit that he's been doing. Man, we joke about dude
nasty.
Quite often on the show.
He's funny. Nasty. Florida State criminal.
Hey, man, chill out. Like, what are we doing here?
Nasty. So, okay, here's the question. Here's the question. Okay. Giannis leads the MVP votes. Okay. Since you're doing East picks, what you know that it's a draft. So the top vote getter from the East, team captain, top vote getter from the West, the team captain, most votes gets first pick. So let's say you're Giannis, you get the most votes, you get the first pick. Who you take?
From the West? Or
you can pick any player you want.
Oh, shit, LeBron. Easy.
No.
Yeah.
No, you played with LeBron last year.
So?
Take KD. That is nasty 2 7-footers to start a game in the NBA right now. Those two together would be unstoppable.
You know what? I would take Durant right now. No bullshit. Even though I think LeBron is the best player right now on the planet. Yeah, just, you know what I'm saying, just to switch it up. You're right. I got you.
We're not winning championships. We're playing an all-star game. We're putting on a show.
Right. Right. I dig it.
You want the other giraffe out there.
But shit, then again, LeBron will put me in positions to have me dunking all over the, you know, all over the competition, so.
Right. No, and again, you started with LeBron last year. So, you know, you had to play against KD last year. Now you can play against LeBron. With KD.
But what did he put up doing that shit, though? Didn't he have, like, 40 points or some shit?
Yeah, he had a nasty game last year.
Yeah.
He had that dunk where Steph Curry – see, that's why NBA star game is tough. Remember when Steph Curry laid down like a rug and let Giannis just dunk over him?
That shit was low-key funny. It was entertainment, though.
See, that's why we watch them, though.
The NBA has the best all-star game out of all the major sports. Like, let's be honest.
You know what? I would normally agree with you. Number one, I'm a diehard baseball fan. So baseball game how it's designed on how one player cannot make that dominant of a difference, I think from watching it from a game standpoint, it's a better live sporting event of the sport itself than the NBA all-star game. But outside of that, I'll still take the high school All-American game over the NBA All-Star game.
I mean, I said of the major sports, the four major sports. I mean, the organizations, I'll say, excuse me, I'll still take the NBA All-Star game or whatever.
I mean, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters still put on a decent product.
Harlem Globetrotters, all right. We want you to see it, you've seen it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you had your finesse team, which is, for those who don't know.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Because I got some wild deals.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up, you know what I'm saying, the last year first right quick. You know, we had the Golden State Warriors basically trouncing the Cavaliers. You know, we did a show, I want to say probably a year ago. Yeah, they beat the shit out of them. But we did a show probably a year ago. You know, we had a special guest on, you know, shout out to Ryan Martini from Twitter. You know, he was on the show. My boy New York was on the show. We was all going back and forth on who we thought would be in the finals, who we thought would be the MVP. Shit, you know, things of that nature. For the most part, I mean, we was right, except New York is a diehard Celtics fan, you know what I'm saying? And he hates LeBron and them, and yeah, man. I think his picks got killed, but it is what it is, you know, right? Ryan is down there from Cleveland, so, you know, he's a diehard LeBron fan, and yeah, his shit didn't work out. But I mean, other than that, Clay, you know what I'm saying, this part, and me and you actually got a bet for this year's finals or whatnot. I said that I had Oklahoma City going to, you know, winning the championship this year, and they haven't looked too good. And I know you said you had Golden State. I mean, how do you feel now that you know, a few games of the season has been played out and we're coming up on the halfway mark? How do you feel about the bet now?
I mean, obviously, Oklahoma City looks better now, as they should. I mean, they're going to go in the games where they single-handedly have the three best players on their team, which is fine. I mean, it's sad that it took them this long knowing that they have the three best players on their team. But when they go against, you know, and again, you know, I mean, I just saw today Kawhi got something wrong with his shoulder. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's only really other – the problem is for the Thunder is you're going to have to beat the Rockets and the Thunder rather than just having to beat the Thunder or rather than having to just have to beat the Warriors. Warriors will beat them. They'll lose. So they're just, I mean, it's KD is just nasty. He's nasty.
He is. And this is where when I had made the bet with you, this is why I didn't feel it was a dumb bet, right? Westbrook and Curry damn near cancel each other out, right?
Good theory.
Paul
I'd
George
even give Westbrook a plus on that.
Yeah, Paul George and Durant will cancel each other out. I mean,
You are insane. You're trading a Grant. You're trading a 50 for your nickel. You're insane. Paul George is such a bomb. He's the most overrated hype player.
Hey, Paul George is nice. He got game, man.
When?
The only reason why I say they cancel each other out, Paul George has supreme defense. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
but
I
think there's one person
in
the league
that can be slowed down.
I mean, if there's one person in the league that is physically in design to stop KD defensively, it is Paul George. Because he's 6'10", so he has the height, and he has the length, so he doesn't have to foul him or anything like that. He can stay in front of him. That's fine. So Durant goes 9-23 for, you know, 23 points. Paul George isn't scoring 23 points on Kevin Durant. Paul George isn't scoring 23 points on me.
Oh, wow. You know what? The funniest shit, Clay Thompson.
Okay, so
Clay
now,
be the
so fine.
Right?
Yeah, that's insane for you to even call. So now I'm at least we're even because I gave you the plus on the Russell. At least we're even. I should be plus two, but I'll say at least we're even. Then we have Clay Thompson and Melo.
No. You would actually have Melo and Draymond Green, which is obviously for Melo.
Okay, fine. But then I have Klay Thompson against whoever you want, and it's obviously in my favor. Andre Robertson and Draymond Green versus Steven Adams. Then I'm still plus three. I still have three better players out of your five.
I see. That's what I'm saying. Steven Adams is, man, that would be my, man, that would be my extra. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think that Golden State has anybody that can stop Steven Adams. Like, who up on their front line can really, like, really step to him and fuck with him outside of David West, who's old as shit and broken down?
I understand that, but the Thunder's offense isn't designed that way. You're telling me that between Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony, that there's three passes in there to give Steven Adams the ball?
Damn, you must not have been watching Oklahoma on their little winning streak, right?
I know. They've been passing the ball. That's fine. It's early, but they still give up. First of all, Melo isn't going to guard anybody that I put on the court. Melo couldn't check Kevin Looney, first of all. Okay? Melo stopped playing defense in 2010. And they don't have Steven Adams necessarily a big, good rim protector. I mean, he gets in the way, he's big, and he rebounds. But, I mean, no. I mean, I don't think the Rockets are for real either. So, I mean, the Thunder probably should beat the Rockets. Except, again, the only problem that you have is you have two volume shooters that aren't good shooters. And Melo and George.
Man, I hear you.
That's 25 minutes of the game from two players.
We shall see when the games get played. We'll just leave it at that.
And then Westbrook, that's another. You have 35 misses every game from your three leading scores.
Wow.
You don't think so?
I dig it. But again, we'll see when the games are played. Right?
I'm excited to see that matchup.
Golden State's toughest opponent out of the West. Golden State's toughest opponent out of the West is hands down clearly Oklahoma City. They have everything.
You can make an argument for that. I can't disagree with that. But again, though,
everybody,
for this matchup to happen, for OKC standpoint, they have to beat the Rockets first. So it's not like they're going to beat two bump teams and be healthy to face the Warriors. And they're going to have to go on
a
roll.
Get past the Spurs? Can the Rockets get past the Spurs?
Can the Rockets get past the Spurs?
Serious question.
I don't ever bet against Popovich. So I think the Rockets are, from a standpoint that, you know, every play, even with Chris Paul, is North Carolina spread ISO from a point guard. And then all four guys, other than Capella sometimes who flashes the middle, are standing at the three-point line. And I get that. And they shoot a lot of threes and they make a lot of threes. But once you miss them, I think the Spurs is the best matchup for the Rockets, for me, because, you know, the Spurs guard the perimeter. But it's
absolutely.
And Kawhi's the best, you know, on the ball, all-around defender in the West. So that neutralizes your best player. Even if you have them court at the same time, you can still use three guys to guard Chris Paul and James Harden. And if the three other guys are making shots, you may lose. But if they're missing them, you'll win. It's like watching Marquette.
That's my thing, though. That's my thing. When it's time to show up and show out, James Harden disappears. When did he ever play big in the playoffs?
Okay, though. We say that as if, like, the Warriors aren't, like, haven't been dominant. It's like the teams that,
that's
like,
cool.
You know.
That's cool. Hey, but this, my whole thing is this, though. I'm not lost. Anybody can get beat. Weren't we just talking about the other day when Mutombo was on the Denver Nuggets and they put the Sonics out?
Yep.
Anybody can get beat.
I agree with you. Anybody can get beat. I'm not. I'm putting in though. We all, when we do that, we isolate all the other games that, and trust me, I'm not a big fan of quitters, and I did lose respect for James Harden for doing that, but I'm not going to define James Harden's playoff resume, you know, by that loss either, you know? I mean, there's players that lose the first time and win a ton. There's players that always win. There's players that lose the first time and never get back. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about a 73-win Warrior team in year of Kyrie bucket away from having a three-peat, the verge of definitely, you know, four in a row. And we're saying after an 82-game season where he played the most minutes out of anybody else, it's game six of a team that he knows that his best is still not as good enough as their best. Saying, hey, especially in a one-player-dominated league like that, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he went and got Chris Paul. He, you know, that's what you got to do in the league. You lose somebody, then you just got to go and find a better player to play with.
Yeah, that's understood. But see, my whole thing is this. Every time people put the faith in the James Harden, Harden tends, like I said, to shy away from it. Like, that man is, I can't deny his talent, right? But at the end of the day, if they're not calling fouls on the opposing player, he's not going to score.
For
that
sure.
Man has,
I will give you that.
He has 200 more foul, you know what I'm saying, foul shots than he does field goal attempts. Like,
and sometimes he just picks the ball up and runs into the other player and they call a block.
Right, but
you
this
know?
Is the thing, though. In the playoffs, that shit ain't going to fly. Man, again, I've yet to see him have a good playoff run. That's me. I've yet to see
he's
him take
the
be like, yo.
Twice, hasn't he?
Shit, what did he do, though?
Oh, is that once or twice?
He's been there a few times. Because remember, he was, well, no. Wait a minute.
The year before
Houston
they got Dwight Howard,
the Clippers,
they were in the Western
right?
Conference Finals.
Houston came back and beat the Clippers, correct?
Yes.
And that
that's
was
when they were up 3-1
the
for the Clippers
back. Right.
For Chris Paul to get out of the second round.
And it wasn't James Harden that was doing that. It was Dwight Howard and it was
no,
because
the Dwight Howard
Smith.
Team was terrible.
Man, stop. It was terrible, but shit, they beat him.
No, that Dwight Howard team didn't go to the Western Conference Finals.
Man, I don't know if I'm thinking of the right year, but shit. It wasn't James Harden that did it. That's my point.
Well, I'm not. I mean, obviously, he hasn't, you know, been to a finals yet either. But then can't you say the same thing about Chris Paul? Because at least he's out there hustling. So that makes it better.
Man, that's big wings people. That's I don't fuck with Chris Paul. Chris Paul is decent at best, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? My brother fucks with him heavy to let it go. Like, real talk, I keep telling that man, like, Chris Paul is not who you think he is, but I say out of the top four point guards in the West, I take everybody before I take Chris Paul. That's Westbrook, Curry, Harden, shit. All of them. That's my opinion. That's why I say Houston ain't shit. So people calling Houston Golden State's biggest opponent, it means nothing to me. Like, this shit is funny. But to end how we started the convo, Oklahoma is the biggest competitor, in my opinion, in the West. Two Golden States reign. Shit, let's jump to the East though, right quick. We'll touch upon it. Is this the year Cleveland is going to get beat? And by who?
You don't think LeBron ends up in the finals?
I didn't say that. I asked a question.
I mean, I don't even necessarily say with Gordon Hayward they would do it. Celtics are close, but, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's still LeBron, you know. You got D-Wade, and they're young, you know. They're very, very, very young. They love Brad Stevens, though, and But, you know, you've been hearing all this chatter about Toronto, you know.
Hell no.
I said this for, you know, 2-3 years now with Portland too. And, you know, if you got two guards, which what they got, DeRozan and Lowry, same two-game season, playoffs, and Lowry always, his worst 10 games of the year are always his last 10 games of the year.
Facts.
So, you know, and again, it's tough, you know, with two guards doing that, you know, and they just run out of gas. I would take Toronto seriously if it was a 62-game season. So, I mean, it's going to be Cavs, the only team I'd be worried about. Well, you know, I'm a homer, so I'm going to say the Bucks and Boston.
See, this is my thing, right, with Toronto. And, you know, we had we brought it up last year. Toronto doesn't have heart. Like, they show fear. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when it came down to them playing the Cavaliers, they got scared.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I always go back.
Absolutely.
I always go back. You know what I'm saying? I'm a NCAA tournament dude, right? And I watch when the teams react on how they got to play, who they're going to play. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The one year when Eric Maynard and, you know, his team had to play Duke in the first round and whatnot, and the way they reacted when motherfuckers were, oh, hell yeah, let's go. I said, yo, Duke lost. I picked Duke to lose that year. Real talk, Toronto doesn't have that drive. They don't have that heart. They don't have nobody that's going to push them and kick them in the ass and be like, yo, let's get over this hump. They're scared of LeBron.
I mean,
Toronto ain't even in my equation. The Celtics?
That's the toughest part about the NBA, though, to be honest. It's like, it's hard to say that, you know, the reason they haven't beat LeBron is because they don't have the heart. I mean, LeBron, since he's been in the league, every team that he's been on has just almost been better than every other team just because of him. So the way the sport's designed is 5-on-5, both offense plays defensive. So one dominant player can define the outcome and the course of the game a lot more than in a lot of other sports. So I'll give you that, you know, they show less heart, you know, the Raptors do than, you know, other teams that I've seen, you know, LeBron beat or not beat. But, I mean, he's been what? This would be, if he goes this year, it's what, 9 straight finals or 8?
Something like that. I think 8. But this is my thing, though. If you're showing up to the arena thinking you're going to get beat, you're going to get beat.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Half the thing with UConn and women's basketball is what? The teams show up thinking they have no chance to beat them.
Then they lose.
And the teams that,
but you can show up and thinking you're going to win and still lose, because only one person wins
true.
At the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, though, if you're giving yourself that opportunity to say, yo, when we show up, we're going to kick your ass, you're putting yourself that much more mentally ahead. If you're showing up with a defeated-ass attitude, then why show up? Which is basically
true.
Toronto for the last 2-3 years in the playoffs.
I mean, for
Man.
Sure. But what team, I mean, what team in the last 8 years that LeBron's beat in the Eastern Conference Finals showed heart and still lost?
Indiana when he was with Miami.
Indiana. Speaking of bums, what happened to Roy Hibbert?
Who? Look.
He's a bum.
Paul George stole his bitch.
I know. Really? Over a stripper and a baby mama, dog? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on,
Yo,
man.
The funniest shit, though, is whereas last year, I think the Celtics were lacking, I think this year they have that edge. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't saying they got the edge to beat them. What I'm saying is they have that mental toughness to where if it comes down to them in Cleveland, they're going to show up.
Well, they're very much built like they're like the East Spurs. You know, they don't necessarily have a 30-a-night score. They don't necessarily have a dominant presence, but defensively, I mean, Marcus Smart's an animal on the defensive end. you know. And Jason Tatum, I've been a Jaylen Brown fan coming out of Cal. I mean, the guy's a freak athlete. He's a little long, but he's still figuring out his body. Reminds me, you know, of Paul George when he just kind of still sprouted up after they drafted him. I mean, that team, you know. Now, again, though, it's just tough because if they don't score, you know, you're not going to hold the Cavs to under 80 in the playoffs. You're just not. So can the Celtics score 100 points in 7 straight games? I don't think so.
The only thing that I would say, and this is where a Gordon Hayward would help, is it's all the pressure is on Kyrie to score. He has to score. You feel what I'm saying against a team like Cleveland, and that's where they lack. So I think if it came down to Cleveland and you know, the Celtics, that's where the Celtics' biggest disadvantage is. They don't have enough scoring punch. Now, that leads to who I think has the best chance against Cleveland. And you said you were a homer for saying it, but, yo, the Bucks, in my opinion, actually have the best chance to beat Cleveland. No bullshit. They have the length, pause, and they have the heart, you know what I'm saying, as well as the talent.
I'll give you that. And they play together and they like each other. I was a big fan of Kidd when we got him. I don't know.
That's the only downfall. The fucking coach. I can't stand dude. I think they would be much better without him.
They're terrible.
The Bucks fucking suck with dude as a coach. Their talent is what's keeping them in the games most of the goddamn time.
You would think that, right? I mean, they're the third highest scoring big three out there, okay? So when you look at that, I mean, either way, whatever you say, super team, whatever, I mean, getting 72 points or whatever they're getting from, you know, or whatever they're getting, I forget the number, but from three guys, I mean, that's big, you know? I mean, if you score 100 every game, you're a 50-win team. You know, then you can just figure out the rest. So we waste so many possessions, and for us we have the non-vertical team though. For us having 3 7-footers or 6 10-foot people on the court at the same time, for us to lose the way that we do, and for us to not protect the rim and rebound, that's coaching to me.
Let me ask you this though: what if they do make that trade for DeAndre Jordan? I've heard it both ways. We can go to Cleveland or he can come to Milwaukee.
They'd be scary.
Man. I know me and you had an argument about Brogdon or whatever.
Brogdon. 14-step Brogdon. Okay, he needs 6 steps to
Brogdon
take a layup.
Parker, though. That's the thing. I'd take Brogdon over Parker. Everybody's
I don't
high
like.
On
I'm not a Jabari
Parker.
Fan. I wasn't a Jabari fan when we drafted him. I don't think Jabari to me could be a 18-8 guy somewhere else. But just the way that we're designed, and especially with Giannis, he's not a fit on our team. It's silly. It's just basically just splitting, you know, just splitting possessions basically between two guys. You know what I'm saying? Like if he played a different position, if he was a point guard or, you know, he was bigger and he could, you know, be a power forward, you know, it would be different. But he's not a good enough shooter to be a small forward. Plus, he can't guard a small forward. He's too slow in the foot. He's not big enough to guard the four and play in the four. He's just, you know, he's kind of like a 6'10". DeMar DeRozan without a jump shot. All he's going to do is he's going to, you know, kind of dribble. He'll finish high above the rim. But the way our team is designed with ball in hand or non-ball in hand players, we got no use for him. None. It's silly. I mean, maybe on a second unit, but.
I don't even see that. My opinion, man, get rid of Parker. Get rid of Tony Snell. Start cleaning it up. You feel what I'm saying? To make that diamond a little bit more crisp, start getting your edges right. They need to trim the fat. In my opinion,
scary with
to the
DeAndre Jordan, though.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I would get rid of Parker can go for DeAndre Jordan. And I'm not even a big DeAndre Jordan fan. That's the thing. Like, I don't even like dude like that. You know what I'm saying? I just think he fits the team, though, and what they want
to
do.
Well, out of any team to go to that he would be impactful and make a difference, it's definitely the Bucks. I'll give you that.
Man.
Hands down. Hands down. You know, and that's one thing that the Cavaliers struggle with, too, is, you know, because all you need is somebody that if they're underneath the hoop, can score, and the Cavs struggle with that because then they can't guard the perimeter anymore. So, you know, again, though,
you know what?
We need another shooter, though, because we are
– going back, this is the thing, going back, because like I said, I heard it either way with Cleveland or Milwaukee being able to pick up, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't help the Cavs if they play in the Warriors in the finals to have DeAndre Jordan. Like, that's not their strength. Their strength isn't going to the hole and, you know what I'm saying, trying to lay up and dunk it on you. Their strength is to jump shoot the fuck out of you.
True.
So it would do the Cavs more justice to get better on the perimeter, which they have, obviously. You know, picking up Jay Crowder and shit. IT is a liability on defense, but
IT is a liability on defense.
Yeah.
But again, though, I mean, other than, again, and I would have to say Boston in San Antonio, just the way that they play it, nobody has five, you know, B-plus defenders. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Andre Roberson starts against the Thunder because Carmelo's so bad. Have you seen Andre Roberson shoot?
Yeah, it's horrible. That motherfucker scared to touch the ball.
Right.
No, for real.
But
like,
he
literally
has to start because Melo's bad defensively.
Man.
He airballed two free throws in a row.
Yeah, Jordan did that same shit too. Fucking embarrassing.
So, I mean, again.
Like I said,
we
still see.
Celtics won't score 100 points in seven straight games. It's just not going
to
happen.
We'll do something closer to the All-Star game, trading deadline. You know what I'm saying? I'll invite you back to the show around that time. We'll see what's what at that point. And we'll put in our final predicts, you know, things of that nature. But, yeah. You had touched on
well, okay,
earlier.
So we got 2017. We got the Houston Astros. You know,
man.
Good for them. You know,
fuck,
I knew the second the Hurricanes
listen.
Happened, I knew they were going to win.
Listen, my thing with baseball, if the Braves aren't relevant, then this shit don't make no sense to me. So,
I was wanting to be a good change in the dynamic of the game.
Because it allows me to follow and not follow. So, as far as baseball goes, yeah. It was, you know what? This year has been strictly hooping. I can't even lie. I used to watch all sports all the time. This year has been strictly hooping, whether it be college, NBA. I ain't really touched on the other sports like that. But shout out to Houston.
Best throwing sport in the world.
You know what I'm saying? Man.
Which is crazy to say.
Hmm.
But. I mean, well, all right. Well, let's see. NCAA tournament last year at North Carolina.
Yeah, that was
Oh, yeah, that was. North Carolina beat Gonzaga. There you go.
That
shout out Gonzaga.
Stop it.
That was a good game.
Shout out to the white boy that hit that last second shot against Kentucky. Yo.
Right.
I was at the hotel, I think. Where the fuck was I? I think I was in St. Louis at that point. Man, we had the hotel going crazy. These motherfuckers were like, yo, what's that noise? Yeah, my big ass was jumping up and down.
You don't like Kentucky?
Man, North Carolina was the team. That's where I had the money on. Man,
North Carolina.
I'm a gambler, so that's what I do. Who wins it this year? Who you got?
Who do I have right now?
Yep.
Ooh. You know, it's tough for me, though, because I'm not a Duke fan. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I'm telling you, like I said, you know, with this All-American game, bro, like watching these players, like these kids play from around the country, and then 2 years later, they're being like legitimately first, second, third picks overall, you know,
mm-hmm.
like it's crazy. Like Bagley Jr., I mean, he's just significantly better than the majority of people that he's going to play against. So, but I'm not a Duke fan, so I don't want to choose Duke. So if I had to choose somebody, and out of the blue, I'll take Arizona.
You know what? And the fucked up part is I want Arizona to be good. I want Arizona to be great because they got the team to do it. They have bad coaching. Sean Miller is fucking horrible.
He's a good recruit.
Man, he can recruit his ass off. You know what? Have Sean Miller recruit and have somebody else coach. I put him on the list with Jason Kidd. Yo, the team could be that much better without him.
That's what I said when everybody with the Packers was like, oh, you need to fire all these people. I said, look, this is what fixed the Packers. You need a special assistant. One, for Ted Thompson's first and second round pick. And two, Mike McCarthy's third and fourth and one play calls. Okay? Strip them of their duties for those two things, and then you go undefeated.
Man, fuck the Packers for one, because everybody knows how I feel about them on this show and in real life. They wasted Aaron Rodgers' prime. They fucked it all up, man. Listen, they never got that man any help. And now he's a broken, I ain't going to say he's a shell of himself, but he's not what he was. And it's fucked up because they could have had some championships. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a Green Bay fan, but I'm not stupid either. You know what I mean? They wasted that man's career, but it is what it is. I think, and that's the fucked up part. Whereas you have a Belichick that'll go and get what Tom Brady needs, you feel what I'm saying? The
right.
Packers had the exact opposite. Everything that they had, they went and drafted doubles of and shit like that, like stupid shit. But it is what it is. Like I said, fuck them. I can't speak upon shit. My team sucks too. I can't be a fan of the NFL until the 49ers get rid of their ownership group. So
what's wrong with the 49ers? Got a better ownership group.
Man, the owners of the 49ers is fucking trash. I don't like them. I hate them. They can eat a dick and die slow. So.
When it comes to the NFL, with the owner's standpoint, it's a hard cap league. So, I mean, legitimately, you can always blame the GM in football.
This is the thing. I follow the 49ers more closely. Well, I used to, I should say. They did some dumb shit, and from that, I can't fuck with them. I can't rock with them. I can't rock with them, man. It ain't got nothing to do with who they signed and who they didn't. Because, shit, they got the best fucking payroll in the league right now. They got $100 million to spend. That's not it. They're just dumb as fuck.
Yeah, but I mean.
And I feel the same way about the Bucks owners, too. They're dumb as shit, too.
They got a nice new arena coming.
Fuck them in the arena.
Wow. Oh, well, also, 2017, one of the probably top 10 greatest NCAA women's games ever played, when your
Facts.
Lady Huskies
Facts.
Got upset. That was an
Facts.
Incredible game. Girl,
yes,
Brick.
It was.
Well, see, there you talk about redemption. Her clutch game, the girl that made the game winner, her clutch game was awful in regulation. You know, had a good look, scared, shorted it, then gets the opportunity in overtime to do it, buries it for the win.
I know for a fact I was in the hotel in St. Louis that day. Yeah, I was late. I know for a fact I was in St. Louis at the hotel. Me and my homeboy X was going to an event that night. Shout out to Street Status. We were going to a battle event that night, and we were 3 hours late because I was sitting there watching that game. As everybody knows, I'm a diehard, you know what I'm saying, Lady Husky fan. And, yes, they did not – they shouldn't even have been that far, first off. UConn shouldn't have been undefeated. They shouldn't even have been that far. With the team that they had last year, they didn't have what they usually have, and that's why they got a damn good coach.
What, Brianna Stewart?
Brianna Stewart wasn't there last year.
I don't know. Brianna Stewart's an absolute monster.
True, but that's the thing. They didn't have a Brianna Stewart. They didn't have a Maya Moore. They didn't have a Rebecca Lobo. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
They had the pieces that they had, and they made it work. But that's also it also goes to what I was saying earlier. Mississippi State knew that they can come out and win. They knew that they can come out and compete with them. And what happened? They punched UConn in the mouth.
I mean, I started watching that game probably throwing the first before halftime. And then, you know, and just watching, I mean, they played like they wanted to be there. They played like they should be there. You know, wasn't
then,
afraid of the moment.
And
didn't
then
care
came
that
out
it was
in the
UConn.
Finals and absolutely laid an egg against South Carolina.
Well, you knew that was going to happen,
UConn.
Though.
Man, that was their championship. And you know what? I said the same thing about Wisconsin with Kentucky a few years back. You remember when Kentucky, you know, beat them in that heartbreaker or whatever, and then the very next year, Wisconsin had that loaded-ass team? I said, if they beat Kentucky in the Final Four, that's their championship. And sure as shit,
right.
They came out and laid an egg against Duke and got fucked up.
Laid
so,
an egg? That
yeah,
might have been one of the worst
egg,
officiated national championship games I've ever seen.
Sam, they shouldn't have been in that contest.
Oh, my goodness. The Justice Winslow off his finger. That was a terrible call. A terrible call. Oh, my goodness.
History shows Duke beat Wisconsin. It is what it is. And I'm not a Duke fan, and I fuck with
and
Wisconsin.
Duke should have, first of all, Duke should have blown us out. Duke, I mean, we have all Wisconsin
that's
has
what I just said.
Is white guys. And, you know, again,
that's exactly
all,
what I
you know,
said,
all American.
Though. But
All-American.
But when you have a coach that can coach, which is the thing, you're gonna have a chance, correct?
True.
See?
True. And the unathletic white kids are just happy to be there.
You just keep validating my points. I appreciate it.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Still, it was not okay. There was some bad calls in that game, though, either way.
But it is what it is. Duke won. You know what?
I know.
It hurt my soul because I fucking hate Duke. As a black person,
Mississippi State won, too.
Saying anything bad, too. They lost. They said they lost to South Carolina.
Well, they beat your team.
It is what it is. Hey, tell them to beat them this year. It's 2018.
I mean, it is a little far out. You know, I have no doubt that you kind of make the tournament. So,
I mean, they might just barely get in.
You know,
I think they're ranked sixth, if I'm not mistaken. Last I checked, I could be wrong.
I know that you don't want to hear this. You know, because it's your rival, arch rival at Nemesis, if you will. But Tennessee going to be nice the next 4 years.
Tennessee going to get their ass killed. They're going to get their dumb ass killed, too. I've been waiting to play Tennessee for the past 15 years.
Okay.
They're going to get their dumb ass killed, too. They ain't no different.
I've actually, you know what? Even though as much as I am a basketball fan, I would like to have seen Tennessee and UConn play the last 15 years, that stupid feud with the Arama and Summit. But to the same extent, as a purist when it comes to sports, I'm glad they did, because you can't force people to play other people. Just because, like,
right.
You know, we like, as from a rating standpoint, like, that's we just fall into that gimmick. I'm glad. You can't. I don't want to play you. Then we're not in the same league. I don't have to play you. You're not welcome in my gym. I'm not welcome at yours. I'm all right with that.
But it's also, you know what? It's also given an opportunity for new rivalries to happen, you know, such as the UConn-Stanford, such as the UConn, you know, Notre Dame, and so on
True.
And so forth. You know what I'm saying? Now South Carolina stepped up. You know, Baylor came on at that point. They had Brandon Griner at, you know, like, it gave teams a chance to breathe, basically. It wasn't just the two juggernauts. So,
I'll give you that.
It's cool.
I'll give you that.
It's cool.
You know.
But again, when
I'm
they
just
play,
saying that,
if they play, they're going to get their dumb ass killed.
They got three. They had three nice freshmen coming in this year, just letting you know.
And?
Again, that's the nice thing about girls basketball is you got 4-year players, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really into it, you get to see teams develop, players develop, leagues develop, you know, 4 years at a time, you know. So, you know, if you know, Tennessee makes a run this year, you'd be like, man, those are only freshmen. Then you know now is whether a fan of the SEC or opposite of the team, they, hey, you know, this team's going to be nice. Where in other situations when it comes to, you know, in men's basketball, you know, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Powerhouses, the Kansas, you know, the three out of their top six scorers are going to be gone, you know, going into next year. So it's hard to develop a rivalry, you know. I mean, looking as much as J.J. Redick's a bomb, you know, and Grayson Allen's a bomb, like, there's something to be said. I mean, the reason they're in Christian Laettner's a bomb, like, but them playing 4 years and going to multiple times to, on the road in these situations, you get this lore about you, which is, you know, something nice about, you know, playing for 4 years. You know,
how you gonna
makes
leave
it more engaging for the sport. What?
How you gonna leave Cherokee Parks out like that?
Oh, Todd McCullough.
Wow. Shout out to North Carolina State. But, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Big country.
In the end, though, I got pretty much, man, North Carolina repeating as well as UConn and the women. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Hopefully. But we'll see. But
you picking North Carolina? That's who you want?
I actually had Duke as the favorite, but, you know, since I'm black, I can't really go through with that. So, yeah, North Carolina it is.
I mean, I think, I'll take Arizona or Duke. But like I said, I can't, you know, consciously say, you know, Duke will win.
Duke
as much as they probably
the number
win.
One team in the nation of me. Head and shoulders above everybody else. They're the number one squad. Will I show in the tournament? It's we'll see. Am I picking them to win? Yes. Do I want them to win? No. So that's why I'm going with, you know, like I said, North Carolina. So
you're saying the Tarios, they don't have guard play.
Fam, that's all they have is guard play.
Joel Berry's a bum.
Stop it. He won the championship last year. They just need a third scorer, man. They need a third option.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's why you play the season. We'll see who
if
can grow into that
option,
role.
That means you're a bum.
Stop
Paul
it.
George
is Carmelo
the third
is the third
option
right now. No, he isn't. Carmelo is.
Well, I can promise you, and you know and I know, You don't even have to say it. But, you know, if you had an opportunity to tie or win the game and you had those three to pick from, Paul George would be your last pick.
I ain't going to say that.
You
know
it, though.
No, Carmelo would be number one. I'd have Paul George number two, and Westbrook would be my third option. Now, as far as you saying the third option is a bum, go tell that to Klay Thompson, who I'd rather have to shoot the ball at the end of the game.
Right. Oh my goodness. I could name 25 players better than Paul George.
No, you said the third option was a horrible player. And I'm saying,
well, I know that's why the Warriors are nasty. I would take Steph, KD, and Klay Thompson over any of the Thunder three, except maybe Steph Curry.
It's what it is. Now we're gonna move on.
I mean,
man.
He did
we
put up. What did he do?
Show.
He put up 45 in what, like 30 minutes?
We're past that.
The other day.
Shout out to Steph Curry. Now we're gonna move on, man. We're gonna do the top five finesse players of the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Well, the way we're gonna do this, because you know we always talking shit. The finesse players, and I don't know how we labeled it, is a player that got a big ass contract and then they just disappeared from the face of the fucking earth. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna represent my brother Big Links tonight. He sent in his list. I know at the beginning of the. Of the broadcast, you know, me and my partner on the phone right now, we was discussing, you know, who we was having, but we didn't give each other a heads up on who we were going to pick. So we're all coming off the top of the dome outside of Big Links who sent in his picks. But give me your first player, man. Who you got? Your first finesse All-NBA team.
Eddie Curry.
And why? Look, it doesn't even need to be said, but why?
Dog, he had 1 year with Isaiah Thomas, had like 18-8 out there eating cheeseburgers on the court. They gave him $112 million and does score 70 points the rest of his career total.
Well, yo, didn't he win the 10? Nah, I think that's the year they lost, the year he went to Miami.
But I don't know if he has a championship. I know that he wasn't making no buckets in the championship game.
I should.
So he was on the bench getting rings. Bomb. Bomb. Bomb.
Right.
The Knicks are probably still paying it.
That's funny as fuck. Man, we're going to jump to my boy Big Links. You know what I'm saying, my brother. His number one offensive team pick, man, is Steve Francis. He said he robbed the Knicks and he quit on the Magic. Hey, yo, as soon as he broke up with Keanu Mobley.
Anybody listening that wants a Tequila Mobley update, watch the Big Three Basketball League. He out there still balling.
But this is the thing. And when they traded Tequila Mobley, it seemed like they traded Steve Francis. Man, his heart left. You feel what I'm saying?
See, again, though, Steve Francis is a volume shooter. Eventually, he was all volume and. You know, and no mates. So, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with money. That just got something to do with the net. But what's your first pick?
Truthfully, it would have been Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas.
That motherfucker came out, got paid, brought a pistol to the goddamn, you know, arena and was never heard from again.
What did you say Eddie Curry's cable bill was?
Oh yeah, the motherfucker had a $40,000 a month cable bill. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm telling you, dude, he's watching ESPN in his shoes, bro.
Yeah.
Shit was mobile from everywhere. Plus, he probably had some fry stations and shit.
Wait a minute. How do you file bankruptcy and you still got 1 year and $12 million left on the deal to come to you? Yo.
All finesse team,
what
dog.
What the fuck are you paying out? Like, what the fuck are you paying out? That's all I need to know.
So who was your first pick? Did you take it? Tibachi?
Yeah. Who you got? Who was your second pick?
Mine?
Yep.
Rashard Lewis.
Tell them why.
Remember that year when the Magic made it to the finals? Him and Dwight Howard up. That they were going to be the cornerstone of the East. He got like $118 million. They never made a bucket again.
I mean, he balled in Miami.
Huh?
He was balling in Miami. He hit some shots.
What do you mean? He came in junk time.
He got a championship, and he made buckets.
Okay.
He's
Eddie Curry may have a ring now. Look, Eddie Curry may have a ring.
Eddie Curry.
So we ain't talking about that. Rashad Lewis. All right, who's your brother's pick?
He, and that's the reason why I hesitated, because he picked Gilbert Arenas as one of his players. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, we overlap. So his second pick was Gilbert Arenas. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just bypass that. My second pick,
okay.
Bam, and this is the one we argued at, you know, the other night. Man, I had Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson is on my
Joe Johnson is a Hall of Famer. I looked this up
Bam.
Today, dog. You know how many bums are in the Hall of Fame?
Listen to what I'm saying, though, right? Joe Johnson could have been way more than what he is. Joe Johnson could have been the man. You know what? And Lynch says the shit best. The man is 6'8", 260. He should be putting up damn near what LeBron is putting up. Points-wise, you feel what I'm saying? He should be a deadly
shooter.
That,
but he's
got, a better shooter.
He's got a shoebox vertical, though.
Fam. His jumper is pure as fuck. When he's on, he's on.
He nasty. Okay, but you don't get in the Hall of Fame.
And his handles is nice.
You know what you could have done. You get in the Hall of Fame, which you already did. Dwight Howard's a Hall of Famer. And I mean, just imagine what Dwight Howard could have been.
Unfortunately, Dwight Howard never worked on his game. Dwight Howard is the same player he is when he walked into the league.
His attitude's worse.
Facts. He's fucking horrible. He's a big ass.
He's
all
famer.
It is what it is.
He's all famer.
That's my pick, goddammit. Who else you got?
Oh, is it my pick now?
Yep. Third pick.
So who I got already? I got A. Curry, Rashad Lewis. You know what? You know what? Because we ain't going to find a lot of white people on this list. I'm going to go with way back when machine. Austin Crozier.
Oh, shit. Yo.
You remember that bomb?
Fam, and I had high hopes for the dude. Oh, that was my people.
And he got paid. Pacers gave him a lot of
money. Yeah, they gave him that money. And his
so that's my third
disappeared.
Pick.
Damn, he disappeared faster than LeBron's hairline. Like, real talk, it was over. Jesus. Oh, man. Lynch put up, he got Nicholas Batum. That motherfucker signed for, what, $140 million? And he
yeah, but we can't. I can't take any other new contracts. Because everybody
Damn.
Gets paid now.
It don't matter, man. He's getting money. He disappeared. That
Miles Goff
is not on the
getting 85.
Who? Look. He's a bum-ass player, too. Who you just said? Miles Goff.
So you got 80 mil. What do you want from me? I didn't pay him. I didn't write that check.
Man, another one of my off-finesse players, man. And you was arguing the other day again, yeah, Rudy Gay.
Oh, my goodness. Rudy Gay's nasty.
Where?
Rudy Gay's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Stop it. Don't do this.
He been
Where the fuck
17?
Is Rudy Gay ever signed? Where is Rudy Gay ever signed outside of UConn? Name me
okay.
a place that Rudy Gay has signed.
He's still in the league, putting up 18.
He's still in the league, but shit, does he count?
He's got the same arc JoJo got.
Does he
Joe
count?
Dumars is in the Hall of Fame.
Again, does he count? Joe Dumars balled. Like, he played his ass off.
No, they don't put you in the Hall of Fame, Russell, or I'd be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm in the Pimp Hall of Fame, but... You know.
Oh, wow.
So I got my next pick. What is your next pick? Oh, you took Rudy Gay. That's fine. That's your pick?
Yeah, I got Rudy Gay.
I got Charlie Villanueva.
Shout out to Charlie V. They just throw that man's toilet.
Don't call him a cancer patient, though. That was me when Kevin Garnett did that.
Yo, they stole a man's toilet a few weeks ago, dog. Man, he was in the news crying and shit.
Oh.
Shout out. All right,
who's the next pick?
Man, Big Link's got Darren Williams. Come up on the city, robbed the Mavericks and the Cavaliers in the same season. Yeah, he made $10 million last year. He took their money, man.
That's a good pick.
That motherfucker's still on the floor burning up. Like, real talk.
That's a good
he died
pick.
On the court. I got to come up with another one. Let me think. I have somebody in mind, too, but I'm not going to overlap them twice. You know what?
I got mine.
Nah, I couldn't say that. He was balling at the end. Chris Childs. He got the money from New York. This is on the fly. I didn't have time to think of this. Chris Childs. He got paid in New York. Punched Kobe in the chest twice and disappeared. Like, we ain't never seen him again, ever.
He didn't get paid a lot, though.
He got that money, though. It was decent money at that point.
I mean, yeah, he got middle money. Well, I got mine. My turn?
It's on you.
Brandon Roy.
That hurts.
Yeah, I know, so do his knees, but that ain't my fault.
Yeah, that hurts. I fuck with Brandon Wood, too.
That boy could score, right?
He was balling, man.
And then what happened? He ain't got no cartilage left.
It is what it is, cuz. It is what it is. Look, I can't
right,
even say
pick.
Nothing to it, because, shit, it's the absolute truth. Shit, what I'm going to say. Big Wings got Darius Miles. Said he robbed Portland, did just enough to get his contract, then he blew it away.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big contract.
No, he got paid, cuz. He got paid from Portland.
He's a Van Wilder. He made a better actor than he did a basketball player. He had the nastiest looking braids, too. Oh, my goodness. Looked like a crackhead every day. Every day they're out there.
Why you got to do that?
I'm just saying, at least Kyle Kuzma got a new hairstylist because he had the worst fade I ever seen for somebody on national TV.
Man, can I steal one of yours from the other night?
Yes.
Vin Baker. I rethought my positioning on it.
Vin Baker's a bomb, right?
Vin Baker. Yo. They gave that man $84 million and yo,
shout out to his sobriety, though. Shout out to his sobriety.
Yes.
You know.
True. But my alcohol habit is not $84 million worth. I'm sorry. Yo, he drunk just
a
little
bit,
G. Sam, his highlight was making garlic potatoes at the Olympics for the squad when he was playing.
I'll give you that. Oh, should I do it? Is it my turn?
We freestyling it now. Those are the top five, man. Go for it.
Only because I think he's a super, 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 super bomb. And my guy and I always argue about it because he loves him. Big Dog.
I can't even argue
Big
with that.
Big Dog. Unless it's a 10-foot baseline jumper. Everything. He shoots that shot at 80%, 70% from the line, and 30% from everywhere else on the court. And there ain't no D in Big Dog.
Pause. But yeah.
And he got a $100 million. I wouldn't pay Big Dog right now. The new CBA, where everyone's getting paid, I wouldn't give Big Dog $100 million in his prime.
On some G shit, and people got pissed off at me. I said Grant Hill. I said Grant Hill was my Hall of Famer.
That's a good call. Good call.
When
you know,
he
but
got
then
paid
he
the
made,
money from Orlando.
But he was making
significantly
less. Hold on,
I understand his revitalization. I understand that part. But when he got that big-ass contract from Orlando, Grant Hill was nowhere to be found. It was all T-Mac leading the way.
True.
As soon as that big-ass contract was traded and he got it cut down and he was getting $3 million a year from Phoenix, he started balling his ass off.
And then he was, I mean, you know, Phoenix got a good value, though.
Yeah, of course.
I got
mine. Oh, shit.
Tim Thomas.
Shit, damn, you don't you about to name the whole Bucks squad. Shit. Shout out to Michael Redd, who I also put on the list.
That wasn't the Bucks deal that they gave. I'm mad at the Bucks deal for Big Dog, I'll give you that. But that wasn't, it wasn't the Bucks that paid Timmy T. I think that was the Knicks again.
Thought it was. You know what? I don't even know. I could care less. Fuck Tim Thomas.
Well, I scored two, and you know how to score three.
That's funny.
He's such a bomb. Sorry. All right, go.
Blake Griffin. Right now, we're watching it unfold. There's no way, even in his prime, which already passed, he would never live up to that contract he just signed. It's over. Blake Griffin has ran into the concrete. It's over.
I mean, I can't. I mean, you know, I don't really have a counterpunch for that one. I mean, it's always something with him. Always something with him, you know. You get like nine games where, you know, he's like 23-12, and then he misses a month. Then you get six games where he's, you know, triple doubles, and then misses a week.
He punches somebody.
Now, I got one, and I don't want to say this because he's a Tar Heel, but Jerry Stackhouse.
I wouldn't say Jerry Stackhouse. But what's the reasoning?
Now, I'm not saying because Jerry Stackhouse, just like Grant Hill, you know, was a big value because the dude could score. He's a Tar Heel. He's a decent defender, you know. Because when he was putting up those numbers by the Pistons, he wasn't making elite money. And then when the Pistons paid him or the Mavericks, whoever, they gave him elite money, and then he ended up being a bum. That's a little back in the day, though.
You know what? Since we're bringing up the man, I got a question for you, right? If in today's era, the way basketball is played, if you could bring back one player, you know what I'm saying, to play in today's era, who would you bring back? And don't, not Jordan and no bullshit like that. I'm talking because you're a basketball dude, like you know shit. Who would you bring back?
Try to take one player in their prime?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I mean if not named MJ, fair. But I'll put it this way. So from up until probably about 6 months ago, you know, I'd probably take Will, Oscar, you know, or even, you know, Nate Archibald, like, you know, just, but I watched, or Magic Johnson. But I watched Julius Erving. I'm a big Julius Erving. Or even Dominique Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins was an absolute monster. But I watched 30 for 30, the Lakers-Celtics rivalry. I got to take Larry Bird because that man, for a white boy, absolutely ball. That boy is serial. So I got to take Larry Bird. I'm a live sporting event junkie, and if you had to take MJ out of somebody that I would want to see live, which would mean today's era, which would mean it's him playing against the Bucks and I'm at the BMO watching, I'm going to take the Great White Hope. That boy can absolutely ball.
Enough said.
Who would you take?
Man. I looked at the question two different ways. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I asked it is because it was asked to me. And the first way the question was who could fit in the best. And at that point, my answer was Rasheed Wallace. Because I think the way the league is played, I think he was a big proponent of starting the way. You know what I mean? Like,
most underrated power forward ever played a game.
Ball. Man, Rasheed Wallace is one of my all-time favorite dudes or whatever. But as far
that's
as bringing
freak.
Somebody back, and the craziest part, is because I can't stand dude as a coach, but I absolutely love him as a player. And the fucked up part, he's just retired. But Jason Kidd would kill right now as a pro.
Who?
But Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd? That's not a bad pick.
But that's not who I'm picking.
I've seen Jason
honestly,
Kidd play a lot, so.
Yeah. Honestly, Penny Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway.
I said Penny
Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway
had one of the nicest crosses in the game.
Yeah, shout out to him, but that's not who I said.
Did you say Tim Hardaway?
I said Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway was very nice.
I think
Penny Hardaway was very nice.
Injuries, that's another, you know, all finesse cat. Injuries ruined
right.
him, too.
He was
you
the
know
first
what I'm saying?
Kobe.
So, in my, like I said, the reason why I picked him is not because I want, you know what I'm saying? I just think he was shortchanged. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel that he can give it
oh,
a
yeah.
go and it would be spectacular what he could do in this day and age. You know what I'm saying? Being that tall, being that, you know, the game that he had, it would fit in tremendously right now. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I just thought he was shortchanged, and that's why he would be my pick.
With shortchanged, I can put him on the all-finesse team, all-bus team, and I wish I could have seen him, Jason Williams.
Wait, what Jason Williams?
Duke? The number one overall pick from Duke. Got shortchanged. Got a lot of money. Because he was almost started that rookie salary hike they had. I mean, he got, what, 55 guaranteed or something like that? That was a lot back then. For a number one overall pick. I understand it's number one overall pick, but that was a lot. You know, that was before they had, you know, all this crazy TNT, ABC, all this network money. So,
right.
You know, had an incredible year, you know, and, you know, obviously young yet, athletic. I mean, he's like a Derrick Rose with a better jump shot. You know, speed, can finish above the rim. And lost to a motorcycle.
Yeah. The consequences of the actions that we take.
That's true.
Fucked up. And he hood, too.
And that,
You know what I'm saying? He's not one of those average Duke cats. He's like legit hood. Like,
yeah.
I think me and Vincent Williams can kick it. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? With his attitude. Like, I've seen like interviews with him where he's not the sports announcer. He's not, you know, basketball announcer. Like, there's legit interviews out here where he's, you know, giving pieces of his background and the history of how he came up and shit like that. So, yeah, that's a good one. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Jason Williams. Man, shit, we getting towards the end of the show, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to drag this out too long. But, you know, what I do here is I give everybody an opportunity to give some shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody who you fucking with. You know, shout out your haters if you have any. You know what I'm saying, man? Just, who you got to shout out tonight?
Well, you know, I got tons of haters, but I ain't going to shout out to them. That's just being silly. So, you know, I don't really need a shout out to anybody. You're having a great time kicking it with you today. Hanging out.
Shout out to
that 2017 recap. That's fun. You know, I've never been on a podcast before. So, you know, 2018 starting out nice. You know, one for one in podcast experiences. So that's good. You know, we added a lot more players to the All-Finesse team, which I like, you know, put some research into that. You know, that Austin Crozier one, I done put in some work for that one. He was a straight bomb. And I got to, you know, because I'm a diehard Bucks fan, but every Bucks fan that's old, well, I can't say every, that's not fair, but a lot of Bucks fans over the age of like 40 are big, big dog fans. And I think he's one of the most overrated players of all time.
I'm cool.
But he got a ring, though.
Yo, wait a minute. What's my man that came in? Yo, I had high hopes for his weak ass, too. The motherfucker that came in, headbutting the rim and shit like that. Who the fuck did he play? He got drafted to the Bucks. I can't remember who he was in college, but he was fucking horrible.
Jumping Joe Alexander?
Too. There you go. Sam, he single-handedly was busting ass in the tournament, you know what I'm saying, that year. I was like, yo, this dude might do something. Man, fucking trash. It's horrible, the worst.
He can jump out the gym, though.
That was about it.
I understand it. Too bad that's not, you know, that's the whole Jamarcus Russell AER from your knees thing. Okay, there isn't a play in the NFL where it looked. You're going to hide me the ball. I'm going to go back 80 yards, kneel down, and then you're going to go 80 yards from where I'm kneeling down, and I'm going to throw it to you. You know, sometimes people get obsessed with the trick shot. They don't care enough about for accuracy. That whole Bucks, that whole 4 years with the Bucks, Jumping Joe, Yee, like just terrible picks after terrible picks. Brandon Jennings is a bum. Oh, another, because he was a buck too to the All-Finesse team, Corey Maggette.
Trash.
Clippers gave Corey Maggette like 120.
The fucked up part is I fucked with Corey Maggette. It's just he wasn't never worth the contracts that he signed.
Corey Maggette's like Melo. He just, you know, he's going to get his. Doesn't, you know, I don't think Corey Maggette cared one bit what the outcome of the game that he was playing in was. Corey just going to score. That's what Corey wants to do. You know, I'm mad at him. You know, you got to shoot to get high, shoot to stay high. You know, it is what it is. People handing out money.
That's funny, too.
You know,
man.
People is going to hand me out money for giving me less effort. I'll probably take that. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably not, but, you know. So, we got paid, though. Somebody was writing them checks, so I ain't mad at them.
That's funny.
So shout out to the All-Finesse team.
No doubt. Man, I'm about to give my shout outs. You know how I give it up, man. Shout out to the boy New York, King of the North. Mr. Pocket Check, a.k.a. I'm going to take your bitch. Shout out to my brother Big Link. Shout out Coco. You know, man, we the whole squad. That's the, it's the network. You know, Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. You know, shout out to Guerrilla Warfare. You know, the event is next month, February 25th. Man, go buy your tickets. Stage passes are sold out. Main event, A-Verb with Big T. It is in a small room. Not a smaller room like that, but it's a smaller venue. So get there early. You know what I mean? Things like that. Shout out to my sister, Gracie. You know what I'm saying? See, we working now. We working. Man, shout out to you, Jay. Man, I appreciate you coming on the show this evening. You know, shout out the whole team where you work. You know what I'm saying? That'll remain nameless right now. But I'm going to go there right now and start drinking. Shout out to Quan. You know what I'm saying? DJ, Day, all of everybody, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all just don't know. Yeah, man. Shout out to this motherfucking weather. Shit, it's not that cold outside today. Man, we've been doing negatives and shit like that, man. This shit was like 25 degrees. It was like a fucking heat wave here.
It is a nice day today.
Yeah, but other than that, man, we appreciate everybody that tunes in. We appreciate everybody that listens to the show. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we do it here. We love everybody that loves us. We appreciate everything and everyone. And, man, we just pray for a better day tomorrow in society, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all be cool.